One of Norfield's most beloved and important events is coming up in a few weeks. On Tuesday, April 22nd, is the beginning of the 2025 Norfield Hospital Auxiliary Book Fair. And joining us now to talk about this is the event organizer, Mark Hyman. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
You did a great job getting through Northfield Hospital Auxiliary. That's a lot to...
It is
a little bit of a mouthful, yeah.
At this time of the morning, it's,
exactly.
That's a lot.
Which actually leads me great to my first question. What is the hospital auxiliary? What is the sale supporting, and kind of how do you help the hospital?
Sure. The Northfield Hospital Auxiliary is an organization that sort of sits alongside the hospital. It's a pure volunteer group that raises funds to... essentially support projects that the hospital identifies but maybe can't work into the budget, and also supports organizations in the community that are dedicated to physical and mental health.
Sure. So I'm hearing is this isn't just money that's going to the hospital's general fund. This is
no, not at all. Every year the auxiliary sits down with the hospital and says, okay, you know, we've got so much money that we raised from the book fair, and do you have projects that you've identified that would be places that we could slot in and enhance the work that the hospital does?
Yeah. And this is an entirely volunteer, we were talking a little bit off air, but this is an entirely volunteer run organization, the auxiliary. Yeah,
that's right. It's a nonprofit a volunteer organization.
Yeah. And is the book fair kind of your main fundraiser event of the year?
It absolutely is. And it has been growing every year and raising more and more money. I think last year we raised just over $99,000.
Wow.
That's incredible. That's really great to hear, though. And,
yeah.
You know, I was shocked. You said there were 70,000 books on average at this event.
That's what we estimate. You know, it's hard to tell. We fill the entire ice arena with books on tables, and we kind of do a rough count. And that's kind of been the closest. I think it might be maybe creeping up towards 75,000, 80,000, but who knows?
Wow.
So I've been to the book fair before. Ryan's never been to it. How would you describe what the book fair is to a person who's never been to the book fair before?
Oh, it's amazing. It's if you can just picture, you know, the ice arena with no ice on the floor,
sure.
Just covered with tables, and every one of those tables is stacked high with books, and all of those books are really well organized. We've got things sorted out into about 30 different categories. So if you're looking for things about science, or you're looking for biographies, you're looking for particular kinds of fiction or whatever, it's all organized, and there's big signs that tell you where everything is. And within each category, things are, some of them are alphabetized. Some sections are sort of topical categories within that. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of walk to right where you want to go, and it's amazing. And everything is extraordinarily cheap, because our goal is to move as many books as we can possibly move.
Yeah.
So we have a base price that we set of $1 for paperbacks and $2 for hardcovers. And some stuff we mark up if it seems like it's a little more valuable than that. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, you know, you can walk out of there with bags and bags full of books and not spend a whole lot of money. And a lot of people do that.
I was going to say, and if you wait till the last few days, you can do the bag sale where whatever you fit in a bag is $5, right?
Exactly. And on Saturday afternoon at the very end, when we're done selling stuff, everything that's left is free. So people just come on in with boxes and bags and barrels, and they just fill up with books.
That's incredible. Yeah.
Have you ever seen any really unique containers someone's brought in?
There's lots of different wheeled vehicles that people come
through. A wheelbarrow, a wagon.
I could see someone coming with like a dolly.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow.
We get book dealers who come in, obviously, trying to restock their supplies, and they take away, you know, boxes and boxes worth of stuff. But even just regular folks, we get a lot of homeschool families who come in and buy huge numbers of books. And you know, but this is a town that loves to read, and that's the reason this organization that this event works so well is that so many people in Northfield have so many books, and they're always on the lookout for more, and they're always on the lookout for a place to get rid of the books that they have so that they can fill their shelves up with new stuff.
I was going to say, is there some sort of cycle where people who buy a books and then the next year they come back and they donate the books?
Oh, there really is. We joke about that. We're just a huge lending library or a rental library.
Yeah.
Because absolutely, we see a lot of the same books coming back again, because we can tell if we've got a price marked on it. That came through last year or maybe 2 years ago. I've got... I've got friends who joke that you know they're always have to be very careful at the book fair because they've often picked up books and taken them home and then realized that they donated them a previous year. This looks like incredible. A great book. I recognize this.
You know, I kind of want to play. Like, I should start marking my books with a little indicator. So then, if I donate them, I can see. Like, oh, that's one of mine.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. It's like the old way you checked out library books, where you wrote in the little slip card. In the book. Yep.
That's one of the things I love is because we get so many books. We get a lot of books from libraries, school libraries, over the years, and so. I've worked in the children's section for many years, and they often have those cards at the back, and they've got people's names, and sometimes they're Northfielders that I recognize, you know, who were in school 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, you said that that's actually kind of how you got to be the head organizer of this event, was through your diligent work with the children's section?
Yeah, I've been a volunteer for the book fair for about 10 years, and I started out working in the children's section, which is one of the bigger more complex sections, because we organize things by, you know, the fiction's alphabetized and the nonfiction sorted by various topics. So it's kind of a mini book fair in itself.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
All the organization that happens in the larger book fair is happening within the children's section on its own. So I started to work there and eventually took that section over, and then they invited me to be in charge of the whole shebang.
Yeah. And how much, you're a volunteer, but how much work is this for you year round? I assume it almost is like a job.
It's not too bad year round. Mm-hmm. During April, it's more than a full time job.
Yeah.
So sure. I kind of set aside April and say, this is what we're doing for April. Sure. And I'm down there at the ice arena on the floor for 8 hours a day.
Well, and that's because you guys are about to open your donation window next Tuesday, and your donation window runs all of that week, and then most of the following week too. So from next Tuesday to the following Friday, which is April 18th, and you're open regular business hours. You want to talk a little bit about the donations you accept? What are you looking for? What are you not looking for?
Sure thing. We'll take just about anything. If we think that we can put it out on a table and somebody will pay a dollar for it, then we'll take it. So we don't put a lot of restrictions on things. We take, you know, any books that's in reasonable condition. Obviously, if it's wet and moldy, we don't want to take it. But we'll take books and CDs and LPs and DVDs. We also take puzzles and games. That's been a huge and growing section. Last year, we had a whole wall of puzzles that people brought in.
Okay.
They went quickly. That was very popular. I think there was a lot of leftovers from COVID.
Sure.
People had picked up a lot of puzzles, but that's been a popular category. So all that stuff, we're happy to take. There's just a few categories of things that we don't take simply because they don't sell, and we don't want to have them sitting around. That's VHS and cassette tapes, you know, old media, 78, stuff like that, computer software. And then there's a few categories of books, like dictionaries, English dictionaries, encyclopedias, magazines, and those Reader's Digest condensed books. Nobody buys those. Everything else we'll take. We're happy to put it out, and there's a very good chance somebody will take it away.
Okay, I'll list all the hours for folks, too. It's Tuesday through Friday this next week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then Saturday, April 12th from 9 to 1, and then Monday through Friday the following week, which is the 14th through 18th from 9 to 5 again. When you say it's a full operation, that's because there's volunteers collecting the donations during that time, helping sort it all. I guess, how did you get such a great volunteering group that can help maintain this organization for this long and such?
We've got wonderful volunteers, and we've got people who've dedicated themselves to this for decades. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that makes this operation work, is we have volunteers who've been involved with it for so long. A lot of my job is just delegation and making sure everybody has the things that they need to do to make the work happen. The whole operation is structured such that we've got, like I said, there are about 30 different topical sections, and we've got one or more people in charge of each of those sections, and then they're in charge of recruiting volunteers to help them work with whatever they need to do. Mm-hmm. So when the books come in, we've actually got a big open table that's got 30 boxes on it for all the different categories, and every single book that comes in gets picked up by somebody and dropped in one of those boxes, and then when those boxes are full, they get carried out to the various sections, and the people working there then sort them out onto the tables in whatever structure that they've decided on there. So some of the folks who work in those individual sections have been doing this for years and years and years, and And you know, they recruit friends, and you know, when they decide they have to step away, they usually have somebody who can can jump in and fill that. So, but it's, we've got more than 300 people who work on this operation.
Wow.
For these 3 weeks in April.
And you know, I asked you, because I was kind of planning out some questions. I was like, you know, do you need any volunteers? You said you're full. You have enough volunteers.
We
this
really
year.
Are. It's great. I've reached a point I'm having trouble placing people just because we've got enough folks in all the different roles that we have. But if you're interested in for next year in volunteering, there's a volunteer form on our website that don't fill it out until next year. I'm going to take it down probably this week. But
sure.
we're always looking for new folks because. There's a lot of there's some physical work in this, and as people age, it's harder and harder to do.
Well, and when I was in scouting before the pandemic and everything, we were very active in helping at this, and I know the young volunteers, we were there carrying all the books, and my job was to pick up books from the sorting table and carry them to the different smaller tables or use a dolly or wagon or something. And like, it is a lot of work that goes into this, but it's an incredible event.
Yeah. For your mind? I was just curious, for your volunteers, do they generally sign up for a whole day, or are there shifts where they do it in like 4-hour chunks? How does that work?
It depends on the work. So if you're one of the people who's doing the sorting, the initial sort of the boxes coming in, that's a shift structure where they've got, you know, 5 or 6 people working for a couple of hours in shifts, because that's something where you need to have a consistent presence as the books are coming in. We can't have that. The folks working out on the floor in all the individual sections, that's much looser, because the books are not coming out really steadily necessarily. The children's section is one exception to that, where there are just constantly boxes and boxes of books flowing in.
So that's
very very loosely structured, and different sections organize that differently. But it's mostly people come in as they have time.
Sure.
There aren't that many people who are working the full time, like I am.
Yeah.
So you're just going to say like, hey, I can come in from 9
exactly.
to noon on
exactly.
this day.
I still oversee the children's section, and I just tell the people working with me, just come in whenever.
Sure.
I'll find something for you to do.
Is there any items, I know you said that you accept pretty much anything, but is there any items in particular, or maybe a certain genre of book or item that you always feel like you never have enough of, that you're always interested in maybe trying to see more
it's funny, the things that you wouldn't expect to sell everything is attractive to somebody.
Sure.
Certainly the things that move the best are modern popular novels, things that people are thinking about, things that book clubs are reading. And that's we get a lot of that because people read things and then they're done and they're ready to move on with them. And those are also the ones I think that rotate through the most in terms of they keep coming back again year after year, that newer stuff. But really, again, anything at all, I'm always amazed. Sometimes I'll put a book out and say, nobody's going to buy this. And it's gone the next day. You just can't predict.
Yeah. And you'll be back next week. I don't remember the exact date you're back next week.
I'm here on Friday the 11th.
And you're talking about the actual kind of details of the sale then. Is there anything you want to let us know now about the donation? Anything else you want to let us know about donations, about kind of the lead up to the book fair?
Yeah, I just want to emphasize it's super easy to donate. Come on out to the Ice Arena, and you can pull right up to the main doors, and we've usually got shopping carts out there, so you can load your car up just roll stuff in and leave it for us, and we'll take it from there. You don't need to, just make sure it's all packed up so it's not going to collapse when you set it down on the floor. And we've often got folks like scouts who are helping to bring things in as well, but we try to make this as easy as possible. You don't have to organize things, you don't have to sort them, just load them up, bring them in, roll them into the building, and you're done. Come back and buy some more books.
Would you say it's definitely better for people to bring it in a like a more of a box or something, as opposed to like a bag, just because I could see bags being more prone to ripping and stuff?
They are. It doesn't have to travel far.
Sure.
So it's going just a couple hundred feet from the main door into our sorting area, but whatever works for you to make it easy to move,
sure.
We'll take it.
Absolutely. Sounds good.
And then just mark your calendars for that opening night on Tuesday, for the sale.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that some more next week.
Exactly. Donations open on Tuesday, April 8th, and they run through Friday, April 18th, kind of regular business hours throughout the day. And then the sale opens Tuesday, April 22nd. You can find more information about the book fair at northfieldbookfair.org. Mark, thank you. We'll see you in a week and a few days.
Thank you so much.